The birthplace of America is often considered to be Independence Hall, the site of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You can go to Philadelphia and see it yet today. But one man may have wanted the entire building moved to a new site. His story, and that of America's historic structures, is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Anderson says when you are a curator for the Henry Ford Museum, many folks expect you to have a lot of one item.
It's a popular misconception that we would collect only Ford automobiles, and while we do have several significant Ford vehicles, we are certainly not exclusively collecting Fords. We focus primarily on American automobiles, but that's not to say that they have to be American made.
The museum houses such historical pieces as the bus on which Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat and the chair in which President Lincoln was sitting that fateful night at Ford's Theater. Even the building they are housed in is historic, in its own way.
This is a great building. It's a replica of Independence Hall, and there are stories that Henry Ford actually maybe wanted to get the real Independence Hall for his museum, and needless to say, Philadelphia wasn't too keen on that idea, so he had one built, and it's, from the outside, the facade is very much an exact replica. He even had them put mistakes in the building as it were found in the original building.
The outdoor museum here, Greenfield Village, is a collection of some of the most important buildings in America, which Ford had moved here.
Probably the best known is the Menlo Park Complex. He went and moved the remains of those buildings from Edison's original site in New Jersey, rebuilt them here. We've got the Wright Brothers Cycle Shop and the Wright Brothers House here. We have a courtroom in which Abraham Lincoln practiced law when he was a traveling lawyer in Illinois, so a really significant collection out there, in addition to Henry Ford's own house, the house in which he was born in 1863.
It is truly an amazing collection of some of the most important pieces of American history. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.